I'm happy to announce that you can now get both of my books as audiobooks read by me. They are available exclusively at my store. Link in the description.
On abiogenesis, there's like immense biological hurdles for chemical abiogenesis.
That is not evidence of creationism.
No, it's not, but you're not offering, like, to say that it's a proven lie, you're not offering an alternative solution. So you can't say it's
a proven lie. A completely naturalistic origin of life for which there's overwhelming supporting evidence.
There's immense hurdles, like massive hurdles that we haven't solved
there
yet.
There is still, the immense hurdle is we cannot create life from scratch, but there is still overwhelming supporting evidence for a completely...
Yes, there's a lot of evidence, but there's never been a replicatable experiment that has replicated life coming from chemical abiogenesis. Like the cell wall is a massive problem, along with DNA being incredibly complex. So the odds of that stuff forming on its own is unimaginable. Like
we know it forms
so
on its own. We've found it.
We don't
on its own. We have found DNA.
RNA.
We have found cell membranes.
RNA, yeah.
We have found all of the molecules of life in nature, completely separate from life.
Well, I mean, we haven't found DNA. Like,
you're totally covering your microphone.
I'm sorry. We haven't found DNA. We've found RNA.
No, we...
DNA and RNA are,
we have found nucleic acids. I don't know if we've found double-stranded DNA out in nature. I'm not sure if we've found that exactly. Maybe we have. I don't know off the top of my head, but we have found nucleic acids in nature.
I guess just my contention is to say it's a proven lie before having your own provable, 100% provable abiogenesis claim is kind of a stretch. I mean, I can't prove creationism, but you can't prove abiogenesis. So it's like...
Even if God created the first life form on Earth billions of years ago, I would still say that creationism is essentially false, because creationism is the story that God created the universe 6,000 years ago and created all forms of life in a garden, and some guy he magically created and named them. That is just so unbelievably false. It is as dumb as thinking the earth is flat.
What if God's...
And the book says the earth is flat, so it's actually the same thing as the earth is flat.
What if like biological evolution and DNA are God's functions?
Then there would...
That's always a theory.
There would need to be evidence of that. But I think there's
no evidence of it, and
contradictory evidence of that claim.
I get what you're saying, and I would be more inclined to believe the atheistic worldview if science could figure out abiogenesis. I did a really big deep dive into it recently, and the chemical hurdles that are still facing scientists with how it could have gotten started on its own are massive, pretty massive still. And so I like to keep an open mind, That's why I just we don't necessarily disagree on so much, but just a proven lie. I don't know if it's necessarily proven. God, the evidence for creationism is still pretty good.
There's no evidence of creationism.
Not the biblical version, but
there's no evidence of any version of it.
I mean, what I would say, I don't think you'd call evidence. I mean, irreducible complexity and how complex everything is and the simplest cell. Right. I see it as evidence for me personally. I don't see, because of the complexity.
Well, it just literally
just
doesn't fit
see.
The criteria for evidence. Evidence is something that is consistent with your view. Irreducible complexity is a really weak argument from ignorance, which you say, hey, the competing idea, I think the competing idea is impossible. Therefore, my belief is true. And that's just not how that works at all.
No. I mean, I'm not arguing.
That would be like arguing in court, my client is innocent because some random person that's not even in the trial didn't do it or something like that. That was actually a really terrible analogy. You'd have to argue.
I get what you're saying.
The person you're arguing against is guilty because some random person didn't do it. That does not logically follow at all.
I mean, I guess. I mean, is it not logical to say because of like the simplest cell has like information equal to like 50,000 books. So is it not a far leap to say, okay, the odds of abiogenesis and a chemical soup getting that off the ground is very low.
So for a modern organism, whatever the simplest modern organism is not what the first organism would have been. The first organism would have been vastly simpler.
Even if it's like living thing, 15,000 books.
Yeah, like you can store information in DNA. Like, I mean, we know that, but that's not what DNA is or does or how it's actually used. I mean, I could argue a rock contains more information than that because rocks contain silica, and silica is what we make chips and whatever out of. Therefore, a rock contains 10 quadrillion billion terabytes worth of, who knows?
It's not the same, though. That's not.
It's, you know. It is. It's just that it's hard to anthropomorphize a rock.
Genetic code. Like telling the cell how to function and do all its little, everything it needs to do to keep the cell healthy and alive.
Yes. Completely, in a completely naturalistic way, that is what happens. Yes.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, man. Have a good one.
Okay.
Don't let chat, what is it doing, happen to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description.
I mean, I can't okay. Promise that I'll be able to satisfy you.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm not a Christian, but I'm not an atheist. So my question is it true that, like, let's say a planet is a billion light years away, right? Are we seeing all the information from it a billion years ago, not just the light? Do you know that?
Yeah, because, I mean, any information that you could possibly get is going to be transmitted via light. Just actually kind of means information, because all of the forms of electromagnetic radiation are technically light. Now, there is information that isn't light, like sound, for example.
Okay.
But no, anything we'd be able to get from them would be light.
So if, like, let's say there was intelligent life about our level, right? If they looked at Earth right now, they would see that there's nothing there, right?
They wouldn't see a civilization, unless they were within. I mean, you could probably make the argument that a human footprint starts to become super noticeable whenever we started doing really mass levels of agriculture, especially like slash and burn agriculture or Sweden agriculture. But they'd kind of have to, at the same time, they'd have to know that it's that versus, like, I mean, an entire planet, or not an entire planet, but huge portions of a planet can be on fire for naturalistic reasons, I guess.
Yeah. So we could potentially be looking at another planet that has life and see nothing.
Oh, yeah, because if the life is... Yeah, I mean, if the life is simple... There are... I mean... Well... Not exactly, because there isn't a single process we know of that can create oxygen that stays in an atmosphere. We don't know of anything that can do that. So if a planet has ozone or oxygen, that's going to be incredibly good evidence that it has life on it. And there are probably, I mean, I've heard them before, I just don't know what there are other specific, like, chemical markers, like certain chemicals that can be in the atmosphere that we can read by looking at the planet that are going to be specific to life. There's actually one kind of recently, I don't remember what it's called. I want to say phosphine, but I doubt that's right. But we detected it in Venus's atmosphere, and we currently don't know where that comes from other than a source of life. But it's not
like a single-celled organism.
I mean, maybe, yeah. That's how we got oxygen in our atmospheres from single-celled things.
Yeah, they're saying that's the only way. All right, so yeah, no, I just thought that was interesting, and I've never had anybody have an answer that I've spoken to about it, and I saw your live and I thought you might. But yeah, it's interesting. So you're saying that if let's say if it's a billion light years away, it would see Earth a billion years ago, right? So it would it actually see any markers at that point?
No, because we had oxygen in our atmosphere, but it's pretty much impossible to imagine they'd be able to tell anything, because all the stars that we know of and planets that we know of, we know for sure that other galaxies have those things, but we can't see them. All the ones we know of are in the Milky Way.
Word. All right. Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, totally. You're welcome. That's a fair question. I guess I promise I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to not deflect, but kind of deflect. So you're a Christian?
No.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that kind of ruins what I was going for. I actually don't think that most Christians do that. I don't think that most Christians live biblically, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Now, there are things in the Bible that that they do live by, like take care of people that are less fortunate, except Christians are the least likely to do that in this country, it seems. And, you know, if we look at the Old Testament, don't lie under oath, don't murder. But then again, they're the biggest adulterers in the country, and it's not even close. And they're the biggest coveters, and it's not even close. So, I mean, it wouldn't be a religion if it didn't have hypocrisy built within it. But no, actually, so those things that I would agree are good ideas that come from the Bible, not that many of them are uniquely biblical ideas. Many of those are universal ideas. So I wouldn't say that they're, I don't think you can really claim that they're, that that's just uniquely Christian. So it turns out that a lot of the ideas that are in Christianity that are common sense are just ideas that come naturally to most people. But no, I mean, you and I live in a pretty complex modern world, and I think it's been shaped by ideas and philosophies that are just totally separate from any religion. They come from mostly Enlightenment thinkers, but also movements kind of couched in rationality that have changed a few times over the centuries, but I would say it has its origins in the scientific revolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, my question was, how were you able to cultivate your own core values and those own things outside of these very things? In what way did you begin to cultivate and curate, you know, what is what you are now as an atheist? And I have a follow-up question after this.
I didn't answer your question very well there. So I would say that I didn't sit down and say okay, well, I don't believe in God, so now what should I believe and how should I act? That didn't happen. The way I act and behave barely changed when I started being non-religious. And for pretty much everybody, I don't think that's what people do. People don't sit around and philosophize how they're going to live. I am a product of my upbringing, my culture, my friends, and the stuff around me. And all the stuff I was saying a little bit ago before you re-asked your question, I think is what influenced me. So it's, and there has been stuff that I chose to read about and learn on my own, but mostly I think that we live in a society, And I think the society has certain predominating influencing features of it. And I think that's what made me think that, yeah, these are the good ideas versus the bad ideas and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at any point, do you feel like as an atheist, or do you feel like other atheists, do you feel like it would be easy for you to slip into nihilism or a sense of nihilism and things like that? Or do you feel like your reality and what your core beliefs are rooted more in what's around you?
No, I mean, the only people I ever hear talk about the slippery slope of nihilism in a secular worldview are people that are God believers. It's scary to them. It doesn't happen to us. Anybody can fall into some sort of nihilism. And I mean, it may be true that if you look at, like, I don't know, if you were to take a look at, people have made this argument, like school shooters, and like some people have done horrendous, horrible things. They turn out to be like maybe atheists, or I think for the most part, they end up being people that are just total lost causes. They just hate society, like overall, and they just think that everybody's a piece of shit. And so, like, they fall into a weird kind of nihilism. But that's, I mean, that's just well poisoning, guilt by association tactic that people try. See, this is what you get if you have a world of whatever. And I was like, mm-hmm. No, that's just really actually not the case.
And so do you believe that with your departure from religion and all things, religion included, do you feel like your quality of life has improved, or do you feel like it's been the same?
Well, I can't really say, because when that happened, I was a very young adult. I was like literally a year or two out of college. And I mean, my standard of life right now is way better than it was back then. But I just attribute that to I've just made certain career choices and life choices that could have happened no matter what. So I have no idea. I probably, though, do have a lot fewer friends than I would if I were a member of a church, which is too bad. Because if I count, how many friends do I have? Zero. So, yeah, it would probably be more than zero.
Everybody has at least a friend or some friend.
I know people, but.
Well, I guess so. Do you find yourself relating to or finding community with other atheists? Or, I mean, is there like a community of atheists?
Only online. Yeah. I mean, like in my. Like, sorry, go ahead.
Not in like, you know, of course, I understand that there are online communities, but I'm saying, like, you know, going to say gatherings or, you know, clothes, you know, stuff like that.
I mean, my version of church is I do recreational sports a couple times a week. And I used to do live music too. I don't really do it so much anymore, but I go and I like will watch those kinds of things. And that's really it. I sort of, some of that is self-caused. I grew up my whole life for 28 years in South Dakota, and then I moved all the way to California by myself, didn't know a single person. And then only a few months later, the pandemic started. So I really kind of ended up in a bubble, and now I'm 34, and it's just, I'm just going to be in a small bubble. That's just the way it's going to be until I have kids, and then my kids start doing things, and then I meet other parents and shit like that. So in 15 years, I'll have friends, I guess.
I guess going to book clubs and parent-teacher conferences and whatnot.
It's a fine way of socializing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that is. I mean, I guess being an atheist, does that kind of would you say, has it affect certain parts of your life, or has it kind of put a stain on certain relationships that you may try to form or try to have?
My mom's not happy about it, but I don't think it's actually really affected our relationship. No, I haven't lost any friendships or anything because of it. And I wouldn't really say I've gained any because of it either. I mean, there are like literally hundreds of people that I've, you know, talked to and met online because of the area I live in. And those people, like, I interact with them all the time. It's actually really fun. So that wouldn't have happened otherwise. But like in my personal life, nah, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think that's just about all the questions I had. If I come upon some more help.
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.